Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about Justin Fields and DJ Moore last night hooking up at the dump in Landover? I mean, 8 targets, 230 yards, 3 touchdowns. For Moore, who simply put on a show, and the Bears spanked that ass. They ripped the Commanders 40-20 on Thursday Night Football. And, of course, they lost the great Dick Butkus, Hall of Famer, 80 years old. He passed yesterday, and they went out and won it for Butkus. And, I mean, convincingly, Moore said, we just needed a win. Get the mojo going in our favor. It felt amazing to get the first win under our belts. They hadn't won since October 24th of last season. That's the last game they won, and they've had all kinds of problems in the organization, off the field, you name it, they've been dealing with it. Fields said the feeling that we had after the game is a feeling that you just never want to end. Just proud of the way all the guys came out and played. Fields, 4 touchdown passes to match his career high set last week in a game that they choked a 28-7 lead and lost to the Broncos at Soldier Field. So this time, the Bears, 1-4 now, jumped out to a 24-point halftime lead and held on. Ron Rivera said he's a heck of a good young football player. Fields threw for 282 yards. He also ran for 57 yards, including a rush for a first down late in the third after he tipped a ball to himself after a high snap. Now, Moore had 137 yards receiving in the first half alone. He's the first Bear to surpass a buck 25 before halftime since at least 2000, and he had a career high. He said, this morning I was nervous, out of this world nervous. I guess that was my body telling me that we were about to go off. How about the Bears defense? Butkus would have been so proud. They forced 2 turnovers. They sacked Sam Howell 5 times. And that was after they blew that 21-point lead against Denver last week. They had it all going Thursday night. Washington, meanwhile, has lost 3 straight. They're phonies. You know that now, right? Like, they're not for real. And Riverboat Ron's going to get fired. They got new owners. They got a team name change coming again. And they're going to fire his ass. Know that. They were booed off the field at halftime by their fans, who again packed the dump, another sellout, and then they gave them that performance. Rivera said, it starts at the top. That's on me. So how about the Bears? They had their 4 longest plays of the season. 58 yards, 39 yards, 56 yards. Completions from Fields to Moore and a 34-yard run by Herbert. 3 of those came in the first quarter alone. The Commanders didn't show up to play football in front of their fans at home on a Thursday night in primetime. It was embarrassing. Next up for the Bears, they host the Vikings on October 15th. The Commanders go to the Benz in Hot Town, Atlanta, to face the Falcons on that same day, the 15th. Just recapping, they made it 7-0 on a DJ Moore 20-yard pass from Fields, a 6-play, 75-yard drive. It was 7-0. And then Santos, a 22-yard field goal. It was 10-0. Then in the second quarter, Moore, again, an 11-yard pass from Fields. Six plays, 69 yards, 17-zip. Then Washington finally got a 51-yard field goal. It was 17-3, but then Santos, a 36-yard field goal, 20-3. And then Cole Kmet, a 4-yard pass from Fields. It was 27-3 right before the half. Third quarter, Logan Thomas, a 2-yard pass from Howell. It was 27-11, and they had a 2-point conversion. So they were back in it, and then Sly, a 32-yarder. It was 27-14. And then in the fourth, though, Santos, 43 yards out. That made it 30-14. Then Curtis Samuel, a 3-yard pass from Howell. The 2-point conversion failed. They were within 10. It was 30-20. But DJ Moore, another bomb, a 56-yarder from Fields. And that took 3 plays, 64 yards, a minute off the clock. It was 37-20. And then a Santos 37-yard field goal late with about 2 minutes left. It was 40-20, and it was good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. How about Magic Johnson? He's now a part owner of the Commanders, in case you didn't know. And after they got whacked, he said, quote, "The Commanders played with no intensity or fire. We didn't compete in the first half. It was too big of a hole to climb out of, and that's why we ended up losing." Terry McLaurin said, "I'd probably say that's pretty fair." You know what Magic Johnson said. And then Montez Sweat said, "Definitely, we came out flat. Gee, you think?" McLaurin said, "It's what you put on the field. I know we don't have a bunch of lazy dudes. I know we don't have a non-intense group of guys. That showing is not reflective of us, but that's who we are. We put that on tape." I'd say that's a pretty fair assessment by Johnson. He also added, "When you don't get off to a fast start and a team that's hungry like that, fighting for every play, every yard, and they're capitalizing, that's what can happen. The record didn't really matter. You don't come to play, that's what's going to happen to you." All right, we've been talking about the matchups for Sunday Pain Day all week on C2C. Let's go over it again because it's crucial for betting purposes. It all starts off with breakfast at Tiffany's, 9:30 a.m. at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. The Jags 2-2 against the 3-1 Bills. Buffalo laying 5.5, 48.5. The number, Josh Allen's thrown for over 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns, 4 picks on the season for the Bills, who've been on fire. They just kicked the Dolphins' ass in the B-low. Now they jump over the pond for the international series. All right, the 1 o'clockers, Saints and Pats at Gillette and Foxborough. New England laying 139.5. Remember, they lost Judon to the bicep tear. Mac Jones has been getting railed in Boston by everybody, fans, media. Everybody thinks that Belichick has screwed him up, and you name it. Bill O'Brien's offense sucks. We'll see what happens. Pats favored by 1. The Ravens and Steelers hook up in the Steel City. Baltimore laying 438, the number. Looks like Kenny Touchdown will be able to go. Too bad he's only thrown for 800 yards, 4 TDs with 4 picks. He hurt his knee last week in their ugly loss in Houston. The Ravens spanked the Browns in Cleveland at the pound. They're 3-1 and 2-0 on the streets. Here they have another road game in Pittsburgh. The series is always good. 1 o'clock in Hot Town, Atlanta. Texans and Falcons. They're both 2-2. The Falcons are 2-0 at the Benz. They're laying 1.5. 41.5 is the number. CJ Stroud has thrown for 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns. No picks. He's been unbelievable. The Panthers and Lions hook up at Ford Field in Detroit Rock City. The Lions are laying double figs, a 10 bar, 44 is the number. Jared Goff, over 1,000 yards, 6 TDs with 3 picks for the Lions. The Panthers are still winless. the Titans and Colts hook up in Naptown at Lucas Oil and Indy. Tennessee laying 2.5 as the road fave, 43 the number. Tannehill has thrown 4 picks and only 788 yards. The Colts have been impressive. Richardson's a badass. Let's see if the Colts can do it as a home dog. The G-Men, Big Blue are in Hard Rock in Miami against the Finskies. Miami laying a 12 spot, 47.5 is the number. Tua Tagovailoa, 1,306 yards, 9 touchdowns with 3 picks. The Fins are 3-1, Giants 1-3 coming in, and they look terrible. The 4 o'clock game start at 4:05 with the Eagles and Rams at SoHi in Inglewood and Lipstick City. Phillies laying 4, 50 is the number. How about the Eagles? 15-4 on the road the last couple of years. They have been dominating on the streets. They're 4-0, 2-0 away already this year. And the Rams are 2-2. Matt Stafford's thrown for 1,200 yards, 3 TDs, but 5 picks. And now they're saying his hip is banged up. Also at 4:05, the Bungles and Cards in the Desert at State Farm in Glendale. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, Cincinnati and Joey Silk laying 3, 44.5 is the number. Dobbs is thrown for 4 TDs and 800-plus yards for the Cards. They're 1-3. So are the Bengals. At 4:25, it's revenge time. The Jets want to get revenge on Sean Payton for talking smack about their coach, Hackett, their OC. The Jets are 1-3, so are the Broncos. They stunned the Bears last week. This one's in Denver in the Mile High City. Denver laying 2.5, 43.5 the number. And then you got the Chiefs and Vikings in Mini at the Bank. KC laying 3.5 as road favorites, 52.5 the number. Cousins is thrown for 1,200 yards and 11 TDs, but 4 picks. And then the Sunday Nighter. Cowboys and Niners at Stonewashed Denim Jeans in Santa Clara. San Francisco laying 4, 45 the number. The Monday Nighter will be in Sin City to make it a beautiful downtown Las Vegas. Packers, Raiders, Vegas laying 1, 44.5 the number.
Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.